Women are half the population.
No shit, Sherlock. What's your point?
And 50% of the workforce in...
There are actually more. Actually, in the West, in America, did you know that more women work now than men? And they're actually more than 50% of the population. So already there's two lies right now. I think women in America are something like 53% of the workforce. And yet we men still somehow manage to out-earn them. Could it be that women are more represented in the workforce because they tend to work flex-time, part-time jobs? And the men work the full-time jobs, which means they'll make more, even though there's less of them working than the women, which explains the whole pay gap. So that's a lie number one. More women work than men. And also, there's more women because men die earlier. We die being foolish enough to protect women who can protect themselves. We take the more dangerous jobs. We die in the military. We die in wars. We die in violence at a rate of almost 5-to-1 to women. But somehow women are suffering from an epidemic of violence, even though men die 5 times more from violence than women. Fascinating. Anyway, let's get to some more lies.
Most advanced economies.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the less advanced economies. You know, don't want to talk about them. No. Because we don't want you to see how what a real patriarchy looks like, right? We don't want you to see what actual oppression looks like, right? So you get some kind of, context that you get something to compare it to, and then you might say, oh, well, we've got it pretty good here in the West. In fact, we ladies are not only treated equal to men, we're treated better than them, and we're certainly having a lot better than those women in Afghanistan or Zimbabwe or Haiti. Oh, no. We're only going to talk about advance. So automatically, right off the bat, they're cherry-picking the societies, the cultures, the countries that they're going to look at.
However, they have still not achieved parity with men in companies' chair roles.
And that's important because? Because why? Because the Marxist leftist commie pinko scumbags want to get their human resources, gender studies chicks, these activists into these roles of corporations. So then those people will use their Marxist activist training to turn the corporation into a propaganda and ideological training device that essentially retrains, reprograms their employees. And then uses the company and the corporation, the products or services that it produces or offers to also spread the woke ideology further. Something we're seeing from Disney, for example.
Surveying 14...
I believe Disney has quite a few women in some chair roles.
1,500 companies worldwide, women represent on average only 11% of board directors.
I'm surprised it's that much. I'm surprised 11% of these women want to work 100-hour weeks. Believe me, they're not.
Women hold 17% of senior management roles in America's 100 largest companies. The equivalent figures for Europe and Asia are just 11% and 4%. Globally, women hold 24% of senior management roles.
So what? Who cares? What's it matter? Why is that important?
Men that run the present business world have a fundamental role along with women in tackling the transformation of this male-dominated pattern.
Why? You women aren't in any way, shape, or form interested in tackling the female-dominated industries of nursing or teaching or medicine, by the way. Aren't there a lot more female doctors now in the West than there are males? You don't seem interested in that. You don't seem interested in gender parity when men are highly underrepresented. Why the fuck should I care about you or your representation? Who gives a fuck?
Several studies show how companies with more women on their boards and senior executive teams achieve better results.
Whoa, wait. Let's listen to that again. That sounds like bullshit to me.
Formation of this male-dominated pattern. Several studies show how companies with more women on their boards and senior executive teams achieve better.
Okay. The share price of companies with female directors are quoted 26% more. How many companies have female directors? 26% more than what? What are they talking about? They're not telling us of what the industry is, what the company is. They're not telling us what they're comparing it to. Where are you getting these numbers?
Gender parity in companies means more profitability. Can you show me the research? Can you tell me what company? And where are you getting this 26% more? 26%
more than what? Aren't you just cherry picking the comparison and then not telling us the comparison? Well, we compared this shitty company that had a female director to another shitty company doing the same thing that went out of business, and they were making 26% more money. Uh-huh. You do understand the correlation does not equal causation, by the way. What was your baseline fucking study? How many businesses did it involve that had female directors? What were those businesses? What were you comparing them to get to this 26% more number? Is this 26% more number an aggregate of all the businesses you looked at with female directors? And what is it 26% more than? It's bullshit. What's that bullshit?
Better results. This is leading the principal companies to encourage women's advancement and entice them to put their talent at the company's service. At the same time, the current technological and social company's service.
So, Deutsche Telekom, 30% of women in middle and senior management. Ooh, the target is 40% of women in the top 5,000 jobs. Yeah. But why is it you're only ever concerned about management and corporate board jobs, right? Well, why is that? I already told you why.
Put their talent at the company.
Yeah, you know, being a bricklayer, construction worker. All these jobs are hard. And they're not going to really allow me to indoctrinate a lot of people, yo. And there's no air conditioning.
Company service. At the same time, the current technological and social changes entail a larger distribution of power.
See, that's what they're really concerned about, power. They just gave it away right there. Larger distribution of power. See, you gave away the game. That's what you're really concerned about. That's all you care about. Power. That's what this is all about. Power and control. Women are more easily controlled than men. They're emotional. They're more emotional, more dependent on men, more dependent on the state. They're just plain more dependent. Use that dependence to control them and push your ideology and then convince them that they are somehow oppressed by the man, by men, by the patriarchy, and then convince them that it's somehow empowering and fair that they get into 50% of management and corporate positions. And then they push this woke bullshit on all of their employees and staff. Yeah, lovely.
Cooperative and independent work is required. Facing a...
Cooperative and independent. Isn't that kind of contradictory? How many people are you cooperating with if you're independent? This is so stupid.
Dominating and hierarchic leadership.
Whoa. I missed something there. Whoa, I missed something. Hold on. I want to hear that again.
Distribution of power. A cooperative and independent work is required.
Cooperative? You mean co-op? Commies.
Facing a dominating and hierarchic leadership.
They're facing a dominating and hierarchic leadership. We don't want a dominating hierarchy, which means meritocracy, people in roles based upon their skill and ability. No, we want a co-op where everybody's equal. So you ladies literally want to get into positions of power so that you can then deconstruct those positions and then make everybody the same and everybody equal, and there's no bosses, huh? There's nobody making the big decisions. Everybody's cooperating and deciding together as a group. Yeah, because that works real well. Because there's a lot of Fortune 500 businesses out there that are co-ops.
The concept of soft power, coined to define political leadership.
Soft power! Yeah, how many of you think that these ladies get into positions of authority and they become 50-50, greater than 50% of boards and management? How many of you think that they're going to institute and push soft power? How many of you think that the power isn't going to go to their fucking heads and they're not going to be fucking tyrants?
Based on persuasion and not on coercion, is now making headway in the business world.
Oh, yeah, because women are so good at persuading. Wow, the evil, ugly, creepy-looking man on the right with the nose that looks like a giant carrot. What the fuck is that? Oh, he's about coercion, which is about oppression and the use of force. So interesting, these comparisons. Ugly, old dude in a faded fucking vest and a shitty, outdated tie with a tie clip with his glasses and his bald fucking head. And beside him, a man and a woman working together in harmony to lead with soft power. Yeah, that's going to work real well.
Highly valued leaders tend to be the most empathetic, adaptable, and motivating ones.
That's total bullshit. Empathetic? Get the fuck out of here. Women are not empathetic. We all know women have no empathy. That's a lie. Compared to a man, men have much more empathy than women. This whole fucking narrative that women are the empathetic species, of the human species, that they're the empathetic sex, that's a lie. You empathize too much with your employees, you go soft on them, and then they take advantage of you. Some empathy is required, but, yeah. When they start talking about soft power, I think we're talking too much empathy.
Some characteristics traditionally related to women, without
traditionally related to women! Wait! The whole idea behind this bullshit equality movement of feminism is that men and women are exactly the same, that their gender roles are just stereotypes created by the patriarchy to favor and entitle men over women, and to put women at a disadvantage, and to deprive them of power, and to oppress them, and that they've been oppressed for centuries. Well, if that's the case, then how are women the empathetic of the species? Now you're talking about biological determinism, which you 100% completely deny when you push feminism. Feminism, in and of itself, is a total complete denial of biological determinism. And now you're saying biological determinism is real! Make up your mind!
Announcing the determination when needed, encouraging the participation and the collaboration will undoubtedly improve the results. Neither is it that large companies can set aside the fact that technology has transformed the traditional working models as to availability and presence of the workers and the possibilities of small-sized enterprises to compete in the global market.
Well, they're not going to be able to compete very well. The vast majority of small businesses were closed across the Western world, greatly favoring large corporations. Good luck trying to compete with those big corporations now.
This transformation facilitates the incorporation of women in business.
Also, they're encouraging people to open co-ops. That's all this is. Open co-ops! Co-ops! With boards?
Offers men the opportunity to share the family responsibilities. Something beneficial for the society itself.
Oh, because men don't do anything for the family, right? Like go out and work and risk their lives and earn more money than the women. And despite what the women say, it's because they graft more. And now he's going to come home and, share the household tasks because she also went out and grafted, supposedly, and earned nearly as much, or maybe as much as he did. Well, where's the kids? And if there's no kids, what the fuck are they doing together to begin with? Now, I thought this video was about a competitive advantage for companies. Now they're getting into the family.
In order to speed up the changes for gender parity announced by these biases, it is necessary for leaders to get actively involved and for their companies to...
I don't want gender parity. Men and women are different. Why do you want to make them the same? Oh, because women make shitty men and men make shitty women. And when men and women are shitty at being what they actually are, they're much easier to control and manipulate.
Reflect the reality of the population. Facilitate flexibility. And
you don't seem too concerned about reflecting the reality of the population in industries that women dominate.
Offer all of these information to the society with transparency. Filling the...
Yeah, the information. Offer it with transparency. Yeah, information that you decide is true.
Gender gap entails challenges that governments and society have to accept.
We have to accept them. Closing the gender gaps and pay and in every other area of life, that's something people have to accept. And That doesn't sound authoritarian at all. You must accept it. You have to accept it. That sounds like coercive type speech to me. Have to. Oh, really?
As much as only if women can develop all their potential, a real economic and social progress will be produced in the 21st century.
Yeah, real economic progress. Was that all you're concerned about? Economic progress? If that were the case, we would go back to the traditional gender roles because we had more economic progress and productivity when the men primarily worked and the women stayed at home and raised them babies.
Besides, a gender power shift in the making. Do you want to know what other challenges the digital era company is rising to?
No, I don't give a fuck.